Hello everyone, welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. The title of today's message is Training for Reigning, Learning from the Life of Joseph. God chose Joseph to be both a ruler and a deliverer. That was a glorious calling. But Joseph's journey into that glorious calling was anything but glorious. It was a long series of truly tough trials. From a human viewpoint, it really didn't look like a journey into greatness. Not at all. Now, I believe that you and I can learn a great deal from Joseph's journey into greatness. Let's start with a historical perspective that looks back on Joseph's journey to greatness. It's found in Psalm 105, verses 17 to 22. I'll read all texts from the New Living Translation. Then he sent someone to Egypt ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with fetters and placed his neck in an iron collar. Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Then Pharaoh sent for him and set him free. The ruler of the nation opened his prison door. Joseph was put in charge of all the king's household. He became ruler over all the king's possessions. He could instruct the king's aides as he pleased and teach the king's advisers. So Joseph was a man chosen by God to do some really great things. And God revealed something of that to the young Joseph in two dreams. We can understand that Joseph must have been very excited about these dreams. But for a long time, Joseph's life was extremely difficult. Only after he had passed all of his tests was he ready to be that ruler, that deliverer. Psalm 105 and verse 19 tells us that until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. If we read through Genesis chapters 37 to 50, we will find out what these tests were. So today, let's look at those tests and let's learn from them. Test number one is this: his vision was misunderstood and rejected. Genesis chapter 37 from verse 5. One night, Joseph had a dream, and when he told his brothers about it, they hated him more than ever. "Listen to this dream," he said. "We were out in the field, tying up bundles of grain. Suddenly, my bundle stood up, and your bundles all gathered around and bowed low before mine." His brothers responded, "So, you think you will be our king, do you? Do you actually think you will reign over us?" And they hated him all the more because of his dreams and the way he talked about them. Verse 9. Soon Joseph had another dream, and again he told his brothers about it. "Listen, I've had another dream," he said. "The sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed low before me." This time he told the dream to his father as well as to his brothers. But his father scolded him. "What kind of dream is that?" he asked. "Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" In these dreams, God gave Joseph a glimpse of his future. He would one day be exalted over his family. His family did not like that thought one bit. This offended their sense of order. In their world, children honored the parents, not the other way around. And the firstborn child was the child with status, not the lastborn, who was Joseph. Joseph's vision was firmly rejected by his family. Now, sometimes God gives his children dreams and visions that speak of the future. We may believe them, but others may not. Some people may even be offended by them. We may be mocked, opposed, even hated for our vision. So lesson one is that visions can be misunderstood and rejected. The test is, will we trust God in spite of all of that? Test number two is this. He experienced painful events that seemed to contradict the vision. Genesis chapter 37, 18 to 20 and 25 to 27. When Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they recognized him in the distance. As he approached, they made plans to kill him. "Here comes the dreamer," they said. "Come on, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns. We can tell our father a wild animal has eaten him. Then we'll see what becomes of his dreams." Verse 25. Then, just as they were sitting down to eat, they looked up and saw a caravan of camels in the distance coming toward them. It was a group of Ishmaelite traders taking a load of gum, balm, and aromatic resin from Gilead down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain by killing our brother? We'd have to cover up the crime. Instead of hurting him, let's sell him to those Ishmaelite traders. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." And his brothers agreed. Joseph's brothers didn't just reject his dream, they rejected him. They plotted to kill him, but then they sold him to slave traders instead. I wonder what Joseph must have thought after being thrown into a pit and then sold as a slave. What happened to the dream? Everything seemed to be going in the opposite direction. He wasn't being exalted. He was being brought down. He'd gone from a son to a slave. Friends, when God gives us a vision, we may assume that he's going to fulfill it right away, or at least start moving us towards that vision, moving us in that direction. But God may take us on unexpected and painful journeys instead. He may allow or even arrange things that make no sense to us. They seem to contradict the vision. Things could appear to be going horribly wrong. So here's another really important lesson. We mustn't judge a vision God has given us by our circumstances or the events around us. Our journey into something great may involve deeply painful experiences, such as rejection, betrayal, personal loss. We need to trust that the Lord knows exactly what he's doing, even when it really doesn't feel like that, even when we have no idea what he's doing. Test number three. He experienced great injustice. Genesis chapter 39 from verse 1. When Joseph was taken to Egypt by the Ishmaelite traders, he was purchased by Potiphar, an Egyptian officer. Potiphar was the captain of the guard for Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. The Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything he did as he served in the home of his Egyptian master. Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything he did. This pleased Potiphar, so he soon made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. So far, so good. Joseph was already showing remarkable character. He made the best of his slave status. He worked hard and he earned the favor of his master. But then, Genesis chapter 39, verse 6. Joseph was a very handsome and well-built young man, and Potiphar's wife soon began to look at him lustfully. "Come and sleep with me," she demanded. But Joseph refused. "Look," he told her, "my master trusts me with everything in his entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing from me except you because you are his wife. How could I do such a wicked thing It would be a great sin against God. Although Joseph refused these demands, and although he ran from her when she cornered him, the wife falsely accused him of attempted rape. His master believed his wife, and he had Joseph thrown into jail, imprisoned. Joseph had done everything well, yet he ended up in prison for something that he didn't do. So here's yet another very important lesson. Even those who are called by God may have to experience injustice. We should not have a crisis of faith when people falsely accuse us. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 16 and 19. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name. Verse 19. So if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to the God who created you, for he will never fail you. Friends, we live in a corrupted society where we could be punished for doing the right thing. If that happens, we need to trust God and keep on doing the right thing. Test number 4. Joseph experienced great disappointment and a long delay. Genesis chapter 39 from verse 20. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. And the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison warden. Before long, the warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The warden had no more worries because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. Do you see the remarkable maturity that Joseph already displayed? After being misunderstood, rejected, betrayed, after facing great injustice, he continued to do the right thing. He had been a slave of great character. Now he became a prisoner of great character. He didn't let his negative experiences make him bitter or push him down. Instead, he became stronger, more and more godly. Now, in that prison, he saw a glimmer of hope. Two prisoners had dreams, and Joseph was able to interpret them. He asked one of the prisoners to remind Potiphar about him, but that man forgot him. That must have been so disappointing. The Lord had clearly been at work here, yet he wasn't released. And Joseph spent another 2 years forgotten in prison before he was finally released. I wonder how Joseph felt then. He must have felt so disappointed. He probably felt abandoned. It must have been a really tough 2 years. So friends, we have another lesson. We may face great disappointments. We may experience long delays. We may even feel as if God has abandoned us. When these things happen, we may wonder if we'd heard wrong. Perhaps that vision wasn't from God after all. We need to know that God's ways and God's timing are different from ours. Eventually, Joseph was remembered. The Pharaoh had terrible dreams that no one could interpret. Joseph was called out of prison to interpret those dreams, and the interpretation resulted in him being made second in command of Egypt. Genesis chapter 41 from verse 39. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has revealed the meaning of the dreams to you, clearly no one else is as intelligent or wise as you are. You will be in charge of my court, and all of my people will take orders from you. Only I, sitting on my throne, will have a rank higher than yours." Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt." Wow. Now later, Joseph's brothers came to buy food from Egypt because of the famine. And they bowed down before Joseph. Then his whole family came, and they were put under his authority. Those dreams were fulfilled. Joseph had heard from God. But he still faced another test. When all of these things finally happened, and Joseph saw his brothers bowing before him, he had the perfect opportunity to punish them for all of the evil things they did to him. Test number five was this. He had the chance to punish those who had sinned against him. But Joseph's response revealed truly godly character. Genesis chapter 50 from verse 18. Then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph. "Look, we are your slaves," they said. But Joseph replied, "Don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. No, don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children." So he reassured them by speaking kindly to them. Now Joseph didn't deny the sins of his brothers. He didn't say, "Nah, he didn't do anything wrong." He acknowledged the sin, but he forgave them. He could see beyond their sins and recognize the hand of God in it all. Joseph passed those tests. He became worthy of the roles that God had appointed him to. Let me close by summarizing those tests that Joseph endured and passed on his journey to greatness. Number one, his vision was misunderstood and rejected. Two, he experienced painful events that seemed to contradict his vision. Three, he experienced great injustice. Four, he experienced great disappointment and a long delay. And five, he had the opportunity to punish those who hurt him, but he forgave them. If we want to fulfill the call of God on our lives, we must be prepared for him to test us and to develop our character. The Lord may not put us through all of these tests, but let's not be surprised when we face tests like these. Let's work with the Lord as he tests us and develops us so that we will have the mature character that is necessary to do the things that he has prepared for us to do. May that be so. Amen.